Christos vos gras, Vristra vos gras, Christ is risen, and truly he has risen. This is Father Basil again doing another podcast. Hope everyone's doing well wherever you're listening from today. And spring is in the air, finally, where we live. And pretty soon the gardens will be planted and the lawns will be cut and all the leaves on the trees will be growing. So this is a time of new life, of beautiful weather, and people can walk outdoors and enjoy the outdoors and enjoy God's nature the way that He made it for us. So just a couple of things I'm going to talk about today. A couple of days ago, we celebrated the Feast of St. George. And then tomorrow, we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark. So, of course, they're very, very different saints. St. George, of course, lived in the time of the early Christian period. And he was a Roman soldier, actually, who was a secret Christian. And he was told to give sacrifices to these Roman idols, to these Roman gods, these false gods. And during this time of persecution of the Christians, and of course, because he was a Christian himself, he refused to do that sacrifice. And because of this, the emperor, the Roman emperor, got very angry and tortured, St. George many different ways. And St. George was the subject of torture and torture and torture until he finally succumbed to death by beheading. And we don't often think about martyrdom this day and age. We don't often think about sacrificing our life, because we live in a very different society here in Canada, where we are not persecuted like people are in other countries who have religious persecution, who are not free to go and pray to God the way we can. And, we don't really understand the whole identity, the whole passion that these martyrs had to go through, and how hard it must have been for them, because not just the physical tortures that they had to go through, but that those emotional and mental stresses. They had to leave their families behind. They had to leave their careers. They had to leave everything behind this earth to enter the glory of the kingdom of God. But yet they did it because they had total faith in Jesus Christ. So that is about St. Mark, or St. George, sorry, that we celebrated yesterday. And then St. Mark, who we celebrate tomorrow, he, of course, was a follower of Peter, okay? And he was one of the gospel writers. And he wrote the Gospel of Mark for a different group. He wrote the Gospel of Mark for mostly Roman people who didn't really know the history of Judaism. Okay, so he wrote the Gospel for a certain group that that really didn't have the history of Judaism. Okay, but the Gospel of Mark is still very important, still very good to read for us as Christians. And you know, has the same kind of stories that the other Gospels have, but more succinct. So they're not as long. The Gospel of Mark is maybe not as long as the other Gospels, because some of the stories are much shorter that he wrote in there. So they're written for a different audience. Okay. But St. Mark is very important. He talks about many of the same miracles, many of the same stories about Jesus. And he portrays, of course, Jesus also, as all the gospel writers, as, you know, someone who came to this world, came down from heaven to bring us eternal salvation, to bring us eternal life. So, I would encourage everyone to read the Gospel of Mark and compare it to the other Gospels. And just to read how he interprets Jesus's life compared to, you know, the Gospels of Mark or Matthew and John and Luke, and just to read it in a very spiritual sense, to read that Gospel of Mark, trying to understand, you know, what Jesus was trying to do in this world, how Jesus is trying to give us that eternal life in heaven. Okay, so God bless you. Have a good day.